best of Jarrett and Kathy in podcast form.
Congrats to anybody affected by the minimum wage change.
Goes up a dollar today to $11.20 per hour.
Don't spend it all in one place.
No.
A buck is a lot, though.
Well, adds up over, 40 hours or however much you work.
Maybe 40 bucks a week, 52, a little over $2,000 a year.
There you go. Money that will go back into the economy and hopefully spur things along.
I'm sure that's what people are concerned about.
Yes, I'm sure
really glad that my wage bump goes back. Man buns, all the latest trend in male hair.
So dislike them.
It may be causing baldness. The experts say that pulling your hair up and back puts unneeded traction on the hair follicles. They call it traction alopecia, and it can create baldness.
Women have been doing that for years, though, with their ponytails and stuff.
But they've been warned about it, too. The warning started like in the 50s. They say what you can do is tie it a little bit looser, and they recommend that you put the bun, guys, not on top, but in the back, just at the top of the neck.
Uh-huh.
Kind of like Laura Secord. September might be my least favorite month out of the year. It seems all the kids get back to school, so it's jarring to not only parents, but society in general, whether it's the school zones or just the population increases so much around here. There's no real theme to it. I mean, the Labor Day holiday, yeah, it's cool. It's nice to have. At least in October, you've got this whole, okay, let's decorate the yard. How are we going to scare the pants off children? Let's go get 16 pounds of candy, all the colors of autumn. Like, there's lots of cool things that surround October and a lot of the other months. So September might be on the bottom of my list.
I like September because it means back into the routine. As a parent, I like routine.
Dull.
Aww. I'm not boring. I'm just comfortable. That's what I like to say. I don't have a boring life. My life is just comfortable.
You're regular. as
more
we get into
one, yeah.
October.
Keep going.
Yeah, you shut off your mic now. You just go sit over there. Think about what you put on the air.
Giving you a second helping in bite-sized form. The Jarrett and Kathy Podcast.
Activewear. Activewear.
Going to the movies in my activewear.
Activewear.
Get a manicure in my activewear.
Activewear, activewear.
Waiting for the bus in my activewear.
Activewear, activewear.
Buying activewear in my activewear.
Activewear. Activewear, activewear.
Being hungover in my activewear.
Activewear, activewear.
Never exercising in my activewear.
Activewear, activewear.
Smoking on the street in my activewear.
Activewear, activewear.
Doing literally nothing in my activewear.
What kind of theme do you think we should name the puppies? We thought about wines, like Merlot, Malbec.
Chianti or whatever. Yeah, I love that idea.
We were thinking spices, paprika, oregano.
Basil. I love that name for
prescription drugs.
Prescription drugs.
Like Pfizer?
No.
No? Okay, that one's pretty scratched out.
I don't like that one.
The political leaders. We have five of them.
Right, we do.
Tom, who doesn't blink. Bound to be a puppy that does that.
Yes. Steve. Justin.
Gilles, who doesn't want to stay with the pack at all.
No, he's
Justin will have great.
He's the loner.
Great fur,
yeah.
Obviously. He's just not ready to go out in the world yet.
For over 4 years now, we've been seeing these dark streaks show up and grow during the late spring, early summer, and then disappear come fall. With our orbital spacecraft able to look at it and determine that there's a salt called perchlorate associated with these things. So it means that these features are actually water. So this is great. It means that there's water there on Mars on the surface.
Am I the only person that thinks, so what? You want water? I can find you water in about 12 seconds.
It's not about the water. It's about the fact that something could be living
on the
planet. Well, that may make...
You know what? If there was a German Shepherd running around on the surface of Mars, then I'd be very intrigued by this. But water and microbes don't do it for me. It's still a barren wasteland, freezing cold. There's no oxygen there.
We know that Mars was habitable, could have supported microbial life. We think maybe even it has places on it on the planet today that could support microbial life. So the real question is, did life ever get started there?
Haven't you guys heard of the Mars One project?
Tell us.
It's about then trying to get a group of people to go settle on Mars?
Not this guy. I'm busy.
No, Jared. You have to sign up online or something. Apparently there's like 200,000 people that want to go.
There's actually, I think they've narrowed it down to something like 100 or something, and I think two of them are Canadians, actually.
Oh, see, there you go.
How long do they have to live up there?
Forever. It's a forever thing.
Yeah, because of the difference in the gravity, there's no chance that even if they manage to set up a launch pad and lift off that rock, that they'll be able to even survive back here on Earth.
They have Wi-Fi up there?
No.
Oh, Jared.
Well, not a chance. Who's going to abandon friends, family, and Wi-Fi to live on Mars?
107.7 The River. Online exclusive.